This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we're taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Japan and Costa Rica. You are now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Welcome back to the FIFA Insights Live podcast. My name is Mark Roberts, and with us today as we leave the opening Group E Round 2 game, where we have just watched Costa Rica record their first ever World Cup victory. With me today is Jury Chart, Farid Mondragon and Mr. Alberto Zaccheroni, as well as FIFA's Elliot Stunnell. So going into the game, Japan had not lost in the nation's previous four meetings with Costa Rica and were aiming to win their first two opening World Cup games for the first time. But it was a late Kesha Fuller goal that gave Costa Rica all the points. Alberto, of course, you managed Japan between 2010 and 2014. And we just discussed before the game about the intensity we expected Japan to play at, but it was slightly missing today. Your thoughts?
Typical usual Japan, who just tries to do their game but doesn't pay much attention on their defense. The fullbacks, they did not go towards the goal, but remained, didn't attack really towards the goal. Okay, so the two fullbacks, they did not really help the attackers to open the game. And that's why he thinks that there weren't many chances, because they should have opened the game better so that the defense would also have maybe opened up again and created better chances for Japan. So that was missing.
No, thank you. And Jury, I guess focusing on Costa Rica today, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, it was maybe not the most beautiful football for the fans. After the first game disaster from Costa Rica, I think it wasn't easy for them mentally to prepare the game. They stay in the low block. Looks a bit scary. No tempo, rhythm change, always the same rhythm. You had the feeling that Costa Rica can score a goal, but how football is, I think one time they came into the box and they scored one goal. This is sometimes football. They have the 3 points, but was not the most beautiful football for the fans, I think.
And Elliot, two teams who going into the game registered very low levels of possession in their round one games. Costa Rica, just 17.9% versus Spain, and Japan, 22.7% in their game versus Germany. But how did they try and use the ball when in possession today?
Okay, so Japan had 47% possession in this game, obviously a increase of almost double. They spent 47% also in unopposed build-up, which is much higher than the tournament average of 32%. We saw that Japan really struggled to break Costa Rica's defensive line with only 7 line breaks throughout the whole game.
No, I agreed. And I think Alberto touched on, I guess, the lack of penetration from the fullbacks in the wide areas. And Jury, I guess, focusing from a Costa Rica point of view, how did they try and, I guess, take advantage of the deep starting positions from Japan's fullbacks as well?
In the many games that we analysed before, we could see how the team's creating chances against a low block defence. The best one is to attract one team in one side and then change the side quick with a diagonal ball or with quick passes and overload the other side. Today was both teams had problem with this. Maybe it's a problem from the quality of players, but normally in the podcast before we talk a lot about the final third quality, the crosses, the last passes. But today I want to be talk about this, but Costa Rica was not in the final third. So
I think on that one, Jury, we talked about that pattern of play that happened last night quite a lot in the game that we observed with the Y player rolling in, the switcher play, getting the fullback in possession. But as you said, just that lack of quality when they got into that final third.
first of all, you have to bring the ball there. You have the player who have the quality to bring this diagonal ball or to pass the ball quick and change the side. And then after then, we can talk about the quality in the final third, one against one, overload, overlap, etc. But today was both teams had a quality problem with to bring the ball in the final third to a good situation. And I hope in the next game, both teams make it better.
Yeah, so Jury's mentioned in his answer so far that Costa Rica spent quite a lot of time in AM low block. It was 46.6% during the game. He mentioned that the entries into the final third was low for Costa Rica, which is 16. But the stat that the Costa Rica fans are going to care about the most is they had one attempt on target, scored one goal and got the 3 points for the group.
And Alberto, Jury discussed the way Costa Rica defended today. As a coach, how difficult is this to break down? Obviously playing against a back five and a low block. And what could Japan have done differently to try and solve this problem?
So Alberto mentions again that the missing facts to open up the game and to basically break down this block of five defenders was key in not being able to get closer to the goal. He said that Kamada and Hamida, they were able to open up these lines, but overall it was really a problem of opening up the defensive block, and they were simply not able to do that, and so they couldn't get any closer to the goal and make decisive passes. Defensively, the Japanese did their job. Costa Rica basically didn't have a chance at all, and the only chance they had, they actually scored.
No, thank you. And Farid, what were your thoughts on the goal, but also, I guess, the overall performance of the two goalkeepers today?
Yeah, not much work for them, especially the first half, not even though a direct shot. Second half started well for Keylor Navas. Two outstanding saves, one particularly with a lot of reaction with his legs. And from the side of Suishi Gonda, I think he's very unlucky after making a great performance against Germany. Today, his mistake is taking 3 points from the Japan national team. I think in the action of the goal, he jumps a second before, uses his two hands without as much as power in his legs that he has to use, and also he tries to catch a ball that maybe it's very, very high and in a globe chipped. He meant, I think, to catch it, and I think the right decision was just tipping it away. So unfortunately for Gonda, and congratulations for Keylor Navas. As you all mentioned, first win in of Costa Rica in a World Cup, and they're still alive.
It was very difficult for Japan because Costa Rica wasn't putting much effort in their offense, but mainly in their defense. Like also historically speaking, Japan is usually missing a physical center back that can win also duels in the center of the pitch, and that was also something that might have cost them a few more opportunities.
No, thank you, Alberto, and thank you, everyone, as well. And thank you also to Natasha for making her podcast debut translating for Alberto today. And as we continue to battle through the traffic with the Qatari sun blazing down, we are now off to the Khalifa International Stadium to watch Croatia and Canada. From myself, Mark Roberts, Jury, Farid, Alberto and Elliot, we wish you a good day and we'll see you again tonight.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Centre. For more information and insight throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcentre.com.